This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bat
tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We'll pay for the call. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Brandon Williams this morning. He is the CEO of Iron Edison Battery Company. You can find him on the website, ironedison.com. And the reason that we're broadcasting is because I want to share with you our experiences in designing a solar system for our farm. And this can apply to you because we're going to raise the bar. We're going to talk about, during these broadcasts, which are going to continue for 1 year, we're going to start with Alternative Energy Solar Power 101, and then we're going to go to 102, 103, 104, 105. We're going to talk about ohms and amps and watts and volts. We're going to talk about the equipment that's necessary. We're going to talk about design considerations. We're going to be talking about what I selected here for our farm and the family decision as to how we would proceed with the conversion from on-grid to off-grid. Welcome, Brandon Williams.
Thank you, Vincent. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Brandon, I'm really glad we're doing this because I got to tell you, there are so many choices. It's such a complicated decision, you know, when you first start out thinking about solar power. It's like, how many solar panels do I need? What kind of inverter should I get? What's the difference between grid tie and off-grid and a combination of both, which might be called hybrid? And what about disconnect switches? And what about code? What about permits? There's so many things to consider. What about wiring? Can I do it myself? Do I need to hire someone? What about technical support? What if the equipment fails? What's a good company to go with? What about the batteries? There's so many different choices in batteries, and they're different costs and different life expectancies. And does it actually work? And can I iron my clothes and run my dishwasher and my electric dryer and my electric range? Or do I have to change that all out? There's so many things to think about. And that's what we're going to talk about during this series of broadcasts. And I'm delighted, absolutely delighted that you're here. So, Brandon, would you like to start with the keys to successful installation, doing the right parts? Or would you like to talk about why I picked what I picked, or why I even selected Iron Edison over all the other companies whom I've interviewed? And I have interviewed a bunch of companies. Where would you like to start?
Well, Vincent, you're asking all the right questions. So let's take a look at your system. Let's look at the equipment that we picked for your system, and then maybe you can tell the listeners how you and I became acquainted and how we started designing your system. But these are great questions you're asking, and it's, yeah, don't feel overwhelmed. It's a lot of fun to learn this. It is a pretty technical installation, but it is a lot of fun to learn about all the parts of the system and how they work together.
Okay, so you want me to start with how I got to this point? Is that what you're saying?
That sounds great.
Our system? Okay. Well, for those who might be new to the broadcast, our family lives on a farm in Missouri, in the middle of nowhere, Missouri. Literally, there's 100 people in the nearby town, and we live outside of town. So our nearest neighbor is pretty far away, and there's not much here. We live on a dirt road, and we raise cows, and we have about 100 cows, and because there's not much here, we have to be planners. We have to do things deliberately. So we just don't run out to the store, because going to the store is about a 100-mile round trip. Seriously. So that's kind of the lifestyle we chose. And with that lifestyle, if we want to buy food, commercially prepared food in cans or bags or jars, we do that once a month. We make that trip once a month. So we are preparedness-minded. And if we forgot to get something that we needed, well, we don't have it. So we are always thinking about what do we need and what do we need to do and how do we make sure that we have what we need, not necessarily what we want, but what we need before we need it. And one of those considerations is protecting our animals. How do we have enough salt for the cows to ride through maybe a salt outage? Do we have enough hay for them? Do we have enough spare parts for our equipment, our tractors and hay equipment and so forth? Do we have enough fencing supplies? And a lot of the fencing that we use is electric fencing. And we want to make sure that we have the ability to keep that working. And then we have another concern, which is water. And then the pipes, the ponds where the cows drink and the stream can freeze. And that's a real problem when they're thirsty. So we want to make sure that we have a well water supply for the cows with cattle waterers so that they can get to fresh, clean drinking water. Even when it's snowing and ice is everywhere on the farm, they can still have fresh drinking water. Well, to do that, we have to make sure we have the electrical power to do that, because our well is a couple hundred feet down. It's actually 328 feet. Well, because of that, we want to make sure that we have power 24/7 to protect our animals. And why? Because they're confined on our farm, and it's our responsibility. It's our duty to make sure that we protect their lives. So then we have that, and then we have the family members, and we want to make sure that should there be a grid down situation, which happened here in Missouri several years ago, the power was down for 11 days, and it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. There was an ice storm, and people didn't have heat. They didn't have water, because just about everybody has a well out here in rural Missouri. So if you have a well and you have a need for power for that well, like 220 volts or 240 volts or 120, depending on what your well depth is, how do you do that? And most people don't realize how much fuel a generator consumes. If we were to try to supply our generator with fuel, it would burn roughly 3/4 of a gallon per hour. How is that sustainable? So if you put all it together, I decided that what we needed was a stable alternative energy system. And that would be powered by the sun. And the sun's out most days. That's not as bright as I'd like it, but it's there. And so that went into why we selected solar as a primary system for generating electricity. And, of course, we want to add to that several components, like a generator. Let's say the sun doesn't come out for a week. Well, we're still going to need electricity to run the farm. So there's a diesel generator and then diesel fuel. So we wanted to tie that together. And then we wanted to, well, what if we need more power than the system can provide for the short run? So let's use the grid for that for a while until we fully cut the cord. Brandon, those are the overall design considerations that went into our system.
And it sounds like we're on exactly the right track with the system that we're designing and with the parts that we're recommending. The inverters that we're using are incredibly intelligent. They're able to use the grid only when needed. They're able to automatically call on that generator to supply extra power for your well pump, for your house. And I appreciate what you're doing here. You don't necessarily have to supply power to every outlet in your house to provide that sense or the actual security that a renewable energy or alternative energy backup system provides.
So, Brandon, do you want to talk about why we picked, what I had initially was Before I met you, I had the solar panels. I already bought them. I bought 16 panels of solar panels that are 200 watts apiece, and we mounted them on our barn roof. That we just built a barn last year, and the roof allows the solar panels to face south. So we have 16 panels times 200 watts, or 3,200 watts should at full capacity, should the sun be shining directly full strength on these panels. And then we needed an inverter. And would you like to talk about why that inverter made sense?
Absolutely. We decided on the Schneider XW inverter. Schneider Electric, the manufacturer of that device, is a major company that has worldwide presence. So I personally use a previous model of the Schneider XW system at my house for a backup system. And it is one of the easiest to use. It provides an incredible amount of data on energy usage. And it is a intelligent system controller that will draw from the batteries in solar and wind or any alternative source first. It'll use all the free, clean, silent energy. And then we can prioritize those other sources. We can decide at the push of a button whether you should sell energy back to the grid or whether we should draw a little bit of energy from the grid. We can take grid energy simply to power your loads, or at the push of another button, we can use the grid or generator to charge the battery. So we have an incredibly intelligent system that is resilient, powerful, expandable, modular, and the installation is a straightforward process with this equipment.
Mm-hmm. And Brandon, as you describe this, one of my thoughts was, who are the people behind the manufacturing of this equipment? So literally, Brandon, I don't know if I've told you this, but I called the manufacturers. I've called Schneider Electric. And the previous name to Schneider Electric's Xantrax was Xantrax. And I have four Xantrax battery chargers here on the farm. And one of the reasons why I like that this particular company so much is when I look at the battery chargers, I have a bunch of battery chargers, even others besides the ones that I mentioned from Xantrax. They don't charge the batteries as well as the Xantrax do. So I'm really impressed with how intelligent the battery chargers are, and I know that when I talked to their technical support people about the inverters that they manufacture, they were willing to spend the time with me and talk about volts, ohms, amps, watts, the technology, the programming. I was impressed, and that's the kind of company I want to deal with. Seriously, this is not a commercial. This is an endorsement. I'm Vin Finelli, Brandon Williams, and I'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. www.brandonhill.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Brandon Williams is with us. He's the CEO of Iron Edison Battery Company. And if you'd like to go to their website, ironedison.com, I-R-O-N, Edison.com. And the phone number, 720-432-6433. Brandon, I'm sure our class is interested in exactly which model of inverter we selected. Would you please give the exact model, make and model, and why? Why, and some of the overall features that this device has. And then we'll talk about other key components of the system.
Excellent. Vincent, the inverter that we chose is the Schneider Electric XW Plus 6848 inverter. It's a 6800-watt continuous output inverter that provides 120 and 240 volt power from a single device. It's the XW Plus series inverters are part of an integrated energy system that includes the control panel, a DC disconnect box, and a solar charge controller, as well as an automatic generator start kit that are all put together into one seamless unit. The Schneider Electric XW Plus series inverters are extremely powerful and resilient. They're designed to provide at least double the amount of continuous capacity, so around 13,000 watts of surge power to get a well pump started, to get an air compressor motor started, any heavy load. That inverter is going to deliver true sine wave power. It's going to be able to charge the battery using that same Xantrex technology that you use around the farm. And it's able to integrate all the different sources of energy from grid, generator, solar, battery, wind, and it brings it all together in one very safe and fairly easy to install enclosure.
You know, Brandon, I mentioned these battery chargers that we have from Xantrax. And the reason I've mentioned it is we have a lot of batteries here. A lot of our diesel vehicles have two batteries. Some have one, but most have two batteries. So we have a lot of batteries at the farm. And they don't always last very long. They're lead-acid batteries. About 4 years is all you get out of them. And so when I've hooked them up to other brand battery chargers, the charger can't figure out what to do, and nothing happens. Well, with the Xantrax, it's so smart that it knows how to reset these batteries and start the charge and actually bring them to a charge. And that is one of the main reasons why I really wanted to go with the Xantrax solution. And when you talk about, there are many brands, and there are a bunch of really good brands. But you seem to have selected the same system that I did, and I didn't realize that until just now that you have the same brand at your house.
That's right. I picked it because we have the capability here at my house to feed excess energy back to the grid. I'm also able, using a communication system, to using an intranet, using a secure network inside my house that's not connected to any outside internet. I'm able to log on to my computer and track system performance. I get a complete dashboard of daily, monthly, and yearly performance from all different parts of the system. I can program everything from my laptop, or I can program everything right on the device. So it was a great fit for my project. I continue to collect data, and the amazing thing, Vincent, is when the power goes out in my neighborhood, as they're doing some work on the lines around my neighborhood. So once or twice a month, we'll get a half day over the weekend, which is not very convenient. But my system, I don't even know that the power is out. I have to look outside, or a neighbor knocks on my door and says, how's your power working? And nobody else is. So we don't even feel it, Vincent. The power goes out, the system automatically comes on, stops selling back to the grid, and starts spending all the energy charging the battery and keeping the lights on, keeping the fridge on, you know, keeping the heat running.
Well, Brandon, let me ask you this. My requirements are probably a little bit different in some ways and similar in other ways. So, for example, right now I'm in the studio in the farmhouse, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 screens in front of me, and I have a mixer board, and I've got multiple computers running. And if there was a flicker, if let's say I were on the grid and then we went to backup power, if there were a flicker in the power, I would lose the connection to the network and I'd be off the air. Other people might be on their computer and they would lose their connection. Does that happen with this system?
The system responds in milliseconds, Vincent. You won't even see a flicker in the lights. Your computers will stay on. Everything will be working just as it
normally. You've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's what we're doing is we're phasing in this off-grid system. And I asked Brandon about the transfer from, let's say we're using the grid power, which we are right now in the studio, and let's say there were an outage. If the system were hooked up, there would be a seamless switch. I wouldn't notice it, the lights wouldn't flicker, the computers would continue, and I'd still be on the air without having the computers, you know, cycle. They'd continue to be operational, and the digital communications, everything would be working, which is exactly what we want. The 6848, the XW Plus 6848 is 6800 watts and supports a 48-volt battery bank. That's exactly what we wanted. Now, we're phasing this in. So the solar panels are in, and maybe there aren't enough. We're going to find out. Maybe we need more. Maybe we have too many. But we're going to find out. And we are going to see how the load is supported by the system as it's designed right now. Remember, this is a farm, so this is a business. It's actually multiple businesses. It's a radio show, plus the farm, plus we live here. And the property is about one-third of a square mile. So if you were to figure it out, how big is this farm? It's about one-third of a square mile. Anyway, the utility company, I called them and I said, I'm thinking about doing this and how does it work? And, a grid tie. And they said, all right, well, we're a net zero organization or a net zero cooperative. And so if you hook up and you've got excess power, you send it to us. And then we have two meters, one that you're delivering power to the grid or to the utility company and one that you're consuming. And we do a we do some arithmetic to figure out whether you use more or you provided more. And at the end of the month, we zero it out. So at the end of the month, your utility bill can be zero at the lowest. But they don't buy electricity. It's just watt-for-watt exchange. So if we generate watts, we can store them with the utility until we need them, and later on we can draw from those stored watts. I kind of like that system. Now, that is one of the interim steps. So what we do is, until we decide which batteries we're going to go with, whether they be, lead acid or nickel iron or whichever, we have some time to figure that out. So that's why we went with this system, which allows grid tie as well as off-grid and both. So that's, Brandon, what would you say the extra cost for having this type of hybrid system is as compared with, for the inverter component, as compared to just off-grid? There's an extra cost for having this hybrid capability.
There's slightly more cost, maybe 5% more for the inverter because you're paying for the circuitry, the capability, and the software to sell back to the grid. But for a lot of systems, it makes sense. For many people, they're not home during the day, and that's when the most energy is being produced from the solar array. So every system is unique. Your system in particular, with your well, with your studio setup. So it's really important to figure out with every system what's going to work for that particular location and for those particular needs.
Okay. Do you want to talk about how to get the most performance out of your system? You want to start with that?
Absolutely. So to get the best, to get the most performance out of your system, just like you did, you mounted those solar panels on a south-facing roof plane. We want to tilt those panels up to essentially your degree of latitude to offset the curvature of the earth and get those panels pointed directly at the sun.
That's 37 degrees in our case. So I just want to let everybody know. Just check out your latitude and you'll find out how many degrees off the horizontal you need to tilt those panels. So some people might think, do I make them vertical? Do I make them horizontal? What's the best way to go? Just find out your latitude, and that's the exact angle that would be ideal for most of the time. Right, Brandon?
That's exactly right. And pointing them due south is really critical for the solar panels. And a lot of people have seen solar trackers and feel like they want to get the most out of their system. The solar trackers can add a lot of expense and more moving parts to a system. So unless it's a really particular reason, mounting more solar panels on a roof or on a ground mount or on a fixed pole mount is really more cost effective now than adding any sort of tracking mechanism. And that's because the price of solar panels has come down so fast. It's really opened the door for everybody to use solar power for their system.
Okay. So we want to aim these panels directly south, and you can take a compass and get that right from a Boy Scout compass or any compass you might have, and check the angle, and you know how to do that now. What else do we need to consider? What about wind? Not everybody has wind.
Not everybody has wind, and other options to consider are hydroelectric, if that is available on your property. With many people who live in rural areas, having a pond or having a creek running through their property, we can tap into that. The conditions need to be right for wind. Having a nice tall tower and having neighbors that are used to seeing windmills in the area. So in a farming community, it wouldn't be out of the question to see a wind turbine. But if you wanted to install a turbine with a large tower in a residential neighborhood, the neighbors may have some concerns, and there could be some challenges with permitting and getting approval for a wind turbine in the middle of a city. It can be done, absolutely. And there are some new options with smaller wind turbines, but the most reliable source of energy that we recommend is the solar array, because they're safe, they're reliable. The sun is going to shine almost every day, and the panels that are produced now are extremely durable, Vincent. They're testing these guys by shooting a golf ball-sized ball of ice at over 100 miles an hour at these panels, and they are not breaking. So I have a quick story. My installer friend here in Denver, Colorado, gets called out after hailstorms. He will peel off all the panels that are in perfect condition on the roof to replace the shingles on the roof because they've been damaged by the hail, and then he'll put back the solar panels onto the new roof because they are in perfect working condition.
I'm glad you said that, because that is a concern that many of us have as the ice balls get larger and larger from the sky. All right. What about the batteries? Can you talk about how this system works, the components, the charge controller, the inverter, the batteries, the whole, just one more thumbnail about all the components, and then let's talk about some of the common components that we're using in our system.
Well, in your system, like many others, we'll wire the solar array in a high voltage configuration at about 100 to 150 volts DC to more efficiently send that energy from your array back to the inverter and battery system. The charge controller is the device that steps down the solar high voltage input and matches it to the 48 volt battery voltage. So it is an intelligent transformer-based charge controller that's able to maximize the output of the solar array and carefully and effectively charge that battery. So the solar comes in as DC, steps down into the battery. Then the inverter takes the DC, the direct current stored in the battery, and transforms that into the alternating current that's used. The other critical component there is the power distribution panel, or DC disconnect. This is where we put all our circuit breakers, where we land our battery cables, where we land your generator input, where we land the grid input. It's also where we source the feed that will power your dedicated sub-panel, the AC breaker box that's installed with this system that will isolate those circuits from the grid when the grid is down. It is your critical load panel or your dedicated load panel that's always operational.
Brandon, let's say I want to do something that I don't do all the time. For example, let's say I want to fire up the welder. And let's say we still have the grid connected at this point, and I just get out to my Lincoln arc welder, and it's a pretty heavy consumer of electricity. Will the system be smart enough to say, you know what, I can't do it on solar, I'll just provide that pass-through from the grid? Will it do that?
That's a great question, Vincent. So absolutely, yes. The system can be programmed by you to say, when I sense a load, the inverter is saying, when I sense a load greater than a specific setting, let's say 10 amps AC, where it knows it's a very heavy-duty load, it's automatically going to ask for grid or generator power to help support that load. What that does, it keeps your battery charged up so that we don't spend all day recharging a battery that would have lasted all night had you not run the welder. But that battery will remain full to run your lights and all your normal household loads.
Okay, Brandon, at our farmhouse, we have an item that probably is semi, I won't say it's rare, but not everybody has decided to buy one of these things. And it's an automotive lift. So if you have your oil changed sometimes or your car service, you'll see your car or truck, like truck, put up in the air on one of these automotive lifts. Well, we have one right here at the farmhouse. We've had one even when we lived in Virginia. And the idea is we work on all of our own equipment. Now, I can, this is, has a, it's 220 volts. It's a high horsepower electric motor to run the hydraulics to push the hydraulic cylinders to lift these vehicles up in the air. Now, I can see a situation where I might not have enough current stored in the battery to put the car up in the air. Or once it's up in the air, I have to raise it up a little higher because it sits on safety locks. So once you raise it up, you lower it about an inch, and it's locked in place by these mechanical safety locks. Well, to lower the car or the truck, I have to raise it up another inch or so, and then I can lower. Well, to raise it, I have to use the electric motor. Well, I may have a situation where, let's say I've totally cut the cord and I'm no longer on the grid. Okay, the grid is no longer a solution, but the generator is. So how would that work, Brandon? How would I be able to have enough power to raise that vehicle back up so I can lower it? When you come back, would you share that with us?
Absolutely.
We're going to a commercial break. Okay. Brandon Williams is with us. IronEdison.com. He's the CEO. 720-432-6433. 720-432-6433. I'm going to put a post and a link to Brandon on page one of USA Prepares right now. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, quick update. Monday at Jimmy's Egg, I'll be on stage. Monday coming up, and we're going to be talking about alternative energy and free energy. That'll be Monday. Freeze Dry Guy is joining us. He's flying into the farm, and he'll be with us, and he'll be giving a small presentation on, you know, some of his stories about his experiences. So Freeze Dry Guy and I will be there, and Lincoln Justice will be there, and we're going to be showing a video about Kesh Energy. And we're talking about prototyping it. So if you're interested, that's Monday at Jimmy's Egg, Springfield, Missouri, 4:45 to 8. Brandon Williams is with us, and I posted a link on the website, USA Prepares, page 1, and it'll take you right to Brandon Williams' website. Brandon, so I've got this light truck, a half-ton pickup truck up on the lift here at the farm, and I don't have enough. It hasn't been sunny for days and days and days, and so what do I do with the generator? How do I make that happen so I can provide enough energy to lift that truck back up on the lift so I can lower it back down and use the truck?
So the generator ties in automatically to the Schneider Electric XW Plus inverter and power panel. It's controlled by a device called the Auto Generator Start, or AGS card. And that card has a two-wire connection back to the ignition of your generator. And when the battery in your system is depleted or gets to a fairly low set point before it hits zero, we're going to send a signal. The inverter will send a signal to the generator to fire up, and it will automatically start running. That power will come into the inverter. The inverter will recognize that, and it will do two things. One, it will pass that energy through to keep your loads active, to keep your lights on, to keep your shop lights on, and to run the car lift in this scenario. And second, it's going to draw some of that energy off for battery charging. so that as opposed to running a generator 24 hours a day to keep your lights on and keep your tools running if the grid were to go down, now we only need to run the generator for 2 or 3 hours. We've maximized the efficiency of the generator by using all of its power to charge the battery. And then the inverter, again, in its intelligence built into the inverter, if we're spending all the energy battery charging and all of a sudden we need to turn on your pump and run your car lift, the inverter will divert, will stop charging the battery and will divert all the power to the loads. So it'll let you run those heavy appliances. And then as soon as you're done with the car lift, as soon as your pump is done pumping water, it will automatically resume charging the battery and be ready for the next load as well.
That's really neat, because that's what we needed to do. We needed to be that smart. Now, Brandon, what if the what if in my case, I already have a generator, and my generator isn't all that smart? It's an old military surplus diesel generator. It's got enough capacity to run the farm, but it doesn't have it's a manual start. So can I manually start this and have the inverter recognize what's going on?
Absolutely. We can tell the inverter, even when the grid is still connected, to give preference to either the grid or the generator. So if you get to a point where you're growing your own biodiesel, you're distilling your own biodiesel, and it's cheaper for you to run the diesel generator than to draw from the grid, we can tell the inverter from the get-go, as soon as it senses AC power on the generator input, prioritize that power over anything else.
Okay, and for the average person, will the average person who is, let's say, a handy person who has used tools for, let's say, a 50-year-old who's had tools and works on his or her own car and has for years and years, is that person going to be able to do this by himself or herself or not? Or will they need some counseling over the telephone?
Definitely some counseling, and we're happy to help.
Okay, there you go. So that's what went into the equation as to why we selected what we selected. And I hope that I'm going to be able to put some pictures of what we've accomplished on the website, so you'll be able to see what we've done with Brandon Williams and IronEdison.com. And if you'd like the number, 720-432-6433. And Brandon's going to be with us once a month for a year, as we design and describe and implement the system. Brandon, thanks so much for being with us.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Vincent.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.